This week, the General Accounting Office said it plans to sue the White House for information about Vice President Dick Cheney's Energy Task Force meetings held last year. There's new interest in who attended and what was said because Enron executives were part of the meetings. The White House refuses to provide that information to Congress. Though it hasn't specifically used the term executive privilege, the White House is essentially arguing its case on the basis of this. Joining us to give us a primer on executive privilege is Mark Rozelle, professor of politics at Catholic University and author of Executive Privilege, The Dilemma of Secrecy and Democratic Accountability. Professor Rozelle, Bush administration spokesperson Ari Fleischer says this is not a case of executive privilege. He says it's just a case of the GAO exceeding its authority. What do you think? Is executive privilege involved here?
Well, I think in a sense it's executive privilege, because even though the administration has not said those magic words, they have articulated all the traditional arguments that generally are used. For example, the administration is claiming that the GAO is trying to get access to deliberative materials that belong in the executive branch, and also that the president must be able to confer with aides and other advisors in secrecy once in a while in order to get good, candid advice. These are the traditional arguments that have been used in the past to defend an assertion of executive privilege. And in this particular case, the administration is using those arguments, but it's just not saying the words executive privilege.
Is it possible that the reason the president or the administration is avoiding that term, executive privilege, is because it's politically charged since the days of Richard Nixon, invoking it when he refused to hand over tapes of his Oval Office conversations?
Typically, that's the case. An administration avoids the use of the phrase executive privilege just because it's too politically hot. Now, what's interesting in the Bush case, though, is that this administration has asserted executive privilege in two other instances. And so it is possible that the administration is avoiding executive privilege in this case because it already has two executive privilege cases out there. And to have yet a third and maybe another one down the line at some point starts to look like the administration is overly prone to secrecy and is using executive privilege almost as an opening bid over these access to information disputes.
Do we have the attitude that invoking executive privilege means somebody has something to hide?
Well, absolutely. Executive privilege took on a negative connotation because of the abuses of that power by President Nixon. And I would also argue because of the abuses of that power by President Clinton as well. Many presidents have been very reluctant to use executive privilege because of the negative connotation that that phrase has. The public, much of the media, simply assume that if an administration uses executive privilege, that it must have something to hide and something nefarious is going on.
Professor Rozelle, there is no mention of this term, executive privilege, in the Constitution. So where did this idea come from?
Some scholars have argued that since the words executive privilege are not explicitly in the Constitution, that this is not a proper presidential power. Now, I think that's a little bit of a word game that some scholars are playing, because the reality is all presidents going back to George Washington have exercised some form of what we today call executive privilege. It's just that that phrase did not become a part of our common language until the 1950s, when President Eisenhower popularized the use of executive privilege and made very extensive use of it.
Is there any way to tell how this debate will come out, whether Vice President Cheney will win or the GAO will win?
It's really hard to say. It's tricky business to try to predict what a court will decide. I'm not 100% sure it's going to end up in the courts, quite frankly. Many times in the past, when there have been controversies of this nature between the legislative and executive branches, and both sides have been staking out strong principled stands, as they say, ultimately, they come to some resolution that allows both sides to declare victory, and then the controversy is over. And hopefully that is what happens, because quite frankly, given the kind of information that the GAO is asking for here, which is not the kind of deliberative information that administrations really feel that they often need to conceal, I just don't see that this is something worth having a court battle over. The two sides should get together and settle this.
Mark Rozelle is a professor of politics at Catholic University in Washington, D.C., and author of Executive Privilege, The Dilemma of Secrecy and Democratic Accountability. Thank you, Professor Rozelle.
Thank you.